Alaska Fisheries Science Center fisheries biologist Craig Rose says the people have known for a long time that trawl gear injures more crabs than the ones that are brought up as bycatch, but it was never clear how many. He and his colleagues looked at mortality rates for crabs that came into contact with bottom trawl gear by catching the crabs after the nets and the sweeps had already passed over them. Some of the crabs were already dead, but others were only injured. The researchers looked at the crabs on deck and tested their reflexes.
Think about what an EMT might do looking at a crash victim is, how responsive are they? And that's what we were doing to the crabs. And we were able to tell which ones were in really good condition and which ones were in poor condition. And that way we didn't have to hold every crab to get a good estimate of whether or not it was going to die.
Preliminary numbers showed that different sections of the trawl gear affected the crabs differently. The center of the trawl net that drags in a straight line caused a 10% mortality rate for Tanner and snow crabs and 15% rate for red king crabs. The sides of the net that go across the ocean floor at an angle, the wings, caused 15% mortality for Tanners and snow crabs and 30% for red king crabs. Rose says they aren't exactly sure why, but they think that the angle of the net at that point causes more contact between the discs on the bottom of the net cable and the seafloor, and thus can come into more contact with crabs. The net itself only covers about 10 to 15% of the area of the seafloor affected. At each side of the net are sweepers, long cables that push the ground fish toward the net so they can catch them. The sweepers caused 5% of Tanner and snow crabs and 9% of red king crabs to die. Rose says they also tested a gear modification that reduced the numbers impacted by the long sweeper cables. If you attach rubber discs onto the cables that lift them about 3 to 4 inches above the sea floor, the mortality rates for Tanner and snow crabs are almost zero, and the rate for red king crab is reduced to about 3%.
And it turns out that's close enough that it still hurts the flatfish, but it greatly reduced the damage to crabs passing under. Instead of the sweeps continuously contacting the bottom along their entire length, there's only bottom contact right at the those disc clusters.
The discs are typically made of recycled materials, like old thick rubber from conveyor belts or old tires. Rose says you can't just put the discs onto the sweepers because they could easily move along the cables, so industry members are working on ways to get them to stay in place and be more effective. They're also looking at ways to reduce the impacts of the nets themselves. But Rose says the mortality rate is just the first piece of the puzzle when looking at the effects of bottom trawl gear on crabs.
The piece we're missing is we don't know how many crabs contact the gear in any given year or by a fishery. We know something about the general distribution of crabs, and we know very well where the trawls are fished, but we don't know the distribution of the crab, particularly by season, well enough to actually come up with a good estimate of how many crabs contact trawls.
Rose says the research was done in collaboration with trawl industry members. If the industry can reduce non-target species mortality through gear modifications, then fisheries managers won't necessarily have to try to reduce it through area closures. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.